Welcome to Enlightenment of Change with Connie Whitman of Whitman & Associates. Here's Connie.
Welcome to Enlightenment of Change on webtalkradio.net. I'm your host, Connie Whitman. So for those of you who are just getting to know me, the purpose of this show is really to help you navigate change and whatever change is happening in your life. So hopefully between me and my guests and our tips and our ideas and our strategies, right after the show, you can apply them in your life. And that's really the point of the show. Also, if you're loving the show, please, please go to YouTube. If you're a YouTube watcher, subscribe, write comments, like the show. And if you listen via Apple Podcast or one of the podcast platforms, please do a review. Send me some love and give me a 5-star review if you think I have earned it. So please go out and show the love. I really do appreciate it. And I do read your comments. They are precious to me. So just FYI. All right. So my motivational quote today is by Jillian Michaels. And she said, "It's not about perfect. It's about effort. And when you bring that effort every single day, that's where transformation happens." Now, we all want to be healthy, as healthy as possible. But the sad truth is that a lot of us have issues in spite of these good intentions. So do you suffer from chronic diseases, pain, weight gain, anything like that? Do you take prescription drugs, perhaps? And do you wish you didn't really have to? And do you secretly fear of this getting older process because you think your health is going to be the worst part of it? Well, what if I told you my guest today could show you a way to use raw fruits and veggies to actually boost your own immunity and feed your body and help tamp down those illnesses, chronic pain, and anything else that might be lurking? We're going to dig in to this very juicy topic. And yes, I chose the word juicy on purpose because we're talking about food. But remember, always, always talk to your own doctor before you make any changes to any medication or health protocol, etc. So today my guest is Jeannie Hughes, and Jeannie is a renowned Utah raw food chef, nutritional living coach, and international best-selling author. Jeannie presents a new way of eating and spent years becoming a highly successful consumer of chocolate, chips, and other delicious bad food for us, becoming a highly developed sugar addict who was finally diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. And that's really what set her on her path. So Jeannie's best-selling book is The Faithful Palate Diet, Discovering 7 Essential Raw Food Eating Habits That Will Redesign Your Diet, Reboot Your Taste Buds, and Defend your health as you age. So it's a great collection of recipes, but it's actually a completely new way to guarantee your body receives the raw materials it needs to do its job of feeding, cleaning, and protecting you as the years and decades progress. So please help me welcome Jeannie back to the show for the second time. Jeannie, thanks so much for taking the time, being on, and sharing this great information with my listeners, because it's really important information.
Wonderful, Connie. I love your show. And obviously, I love being on it too, but I love your show and I love what you're doing. So thank you for having me on it.
Yeah. And I always hope that the listeners, as soon as the show ends, that they start thinking about, I can add this, or, I could try that little piece of information. That's really what we're talking about. So I mentioned in the intro about your rheumatoid arthritis, but your clients have their own incredible stories as well. So Jeannie and I recorded a show. You can always go back and listen. And we talked about the book, why she started the book and why she started this journey because of her own rheumatoid arthritis. So I don't want to go back and discuss what we've done. I want to kind of pivot and move forward so Jeannie could share some stories of the things people have come to her and how you were able to help them. So why don't we start with that, Jeannie? Maybe some stories or success stories of how you've helped your clients, you know, change your life.
Oh my gosh. Well, I got to tell you, some of these stories are just amazing. They're absolutely amazing. They amaze me. And I've had my own stories, right? That they amaze me. When I have clients who initially come to me, and obviously people are skeptical. They're like, wait a minute, my produce department and my grocery store has been there forever and I haven't had a magical transformation. What are you talking about? It's like, I appreciate that because of where I came from before. You know, I used to be a high-powered professional. I used to eat in restaurants 3 to 4 times a day and on, you know, the drill. But so one of my favorite stories is very typical, actually. It's not even extreme. It has a shock factor for people who don't recognize the power of raw fruits and vegetables. And it's Michael. Michael came to me initially, and he was about 30 days out from having prostate surgery. And he said, look, my numbers are through the roof. He said they wanted to take him the next day. And I told him to give me some time. I needed to think about this. I was really scared. I didn't want a knife down there in that area. I was really horrified. And then he meets me and he's like, what can you do, if anything? You know, he really had kind of a half-hearted attempt at begging for help, if that makes sense.
Sure.
And I said, all right, look, and I explained to him all 7 habits in the book. And he, you know, his eyes kind of glazed over and he's like, 7 habits? I'd love to have 1 habit. If I could have any 1 habit that I did consistently over time, I would be thrilled and cling to that. And I said, all right, you know, so I asked him to tell me a little bit about his lifestyle. And he was someone, he drinks coffee, he drinks alcohol, he takes a handful of pills every day. He's in pain. He has lower back pain, knee pain, and he has this prostate cancer looming. He's older, retired, and golfs a lot. His physical ability to live his life his way is being compromised, okay? So he would have a hard time golfing, has a hard time standing, he had a hard time sitting. Of course, sleep was a problem. It was kind of dovetailing, and he was having this, it was all building on itself. And so he said, well, look, let's just start with 1. I can do 1. First thing in the morning, nobody's around to bug me. I can do 1. Now, 1 is a way to get the kind of foods that you want to eat, but, you know, you just push your cart past them in the grocery store and just never do. So it's the smoothie, but not just any smoothie, not just a fruit smoothie, not just a vegetable smoothie or a green smoothie, but this is a stealthy smoothie. All right. And so what Michael did was he implemented the stealthy smoothie habit and he did it every single day. As the only habit that he implemented, he didn't do any of the others. He just did 1 smoothie every single day. And he said, I still drank my coffee. I still had beer with the guys on the golf course. I had my handful of pills. I did everything I've always done. Nothing changed. His PSA score dropped from something like 400 which it's supposed to not get above 6, not 600, 6, okay, went from like 400 down to 1. His doctor was outraged. He's like, what have you done? This is not normal reaction in the human body. What have you done? What have you done? And Michael's response to his doctor was, well, it's a good result, isn't it? He goes, yeah, but did you do it in a healthy way? You know, what are you doing? How did you get this kind of a result? You know, have you been taking illicit drugs? I mean, what have you been doing? And he said, no. I've been eating apples, oranges, bananas, lemon, ginger. I've had a lot of spinach and I've had some blueberries and I've just done it every single day. And the doctor says, well, just keep doing it then. Just keep doing it.
So he didn't need the surgery.
He didn't need the surgery. He avoided surgery and he had experienced so much success that he also lost interest in any other habits he could develop. He's like, you know, I'm happy because I developed 1 habit and it's worked tremendously well for me and I'm good. Yeah, call you if I need anything else.
Did it help him with his back pain and knee pain and all that other stuff as well?
It did, but that wasn't what he was after. What he was after was avoiding surgery
totally
and it helped with everything. So he was sleeping better. And basically, 1 habit, okay, look, it's not just what you do. It's what you didn't do while you're doing something new. So although I don't want to say, look, my particular smoothie habit that he adopted was so great because maybe it was the fact that he stopped eating the scrambled eggs and bacon and ham and hash browns drenched
sure.
in oil, you know, and a lot of coffee
sure.
and pasteurized orange juice and toast with butter. Maybe it was knocking that 1 thing out of his life
and then
replacing it.
Yeah.
With the nourishing food.
Yeah.
So maybe it wasn't just adding the nourishing food. Maybe it was what he didn't do also.
Yeah, it's the combination. So let me ask you another question. You called the smoothie something. What did you say? Thriving suit? What was it?
Stealthy.
Stealthy. Smoothie. Tell me what's in a stealthy smoothie.
Okay. So here's what a good smoothie is. Everybody's been to a juice bar. Some of them even have drive-thrus and you go in, you say, I want a smoothie. Here's what you get when you go to do something like that. Half of it is usually ice. The rest of it is some kind of a milk product, usually a yogurt, some kind of a powder. There's a sweetener usually added and there's some frozen fruit. The most that you're getting is some of the frozen fruit. And they throw all that together, they blend it, and yes, it tastes delicious. And it's kind of creamy because they put in some milk or some yogurt, so it tastes good. There's no question that it tastes good, but there's more to our food than just taste. Taste is critical, yes, but a stealthy smoothie starts with a foundation. A foundation is something that you can depend on. This is a combination of fruits or vegetables or a taste that you love. You love this taste so much, you could hide, I swear, a Mini Cooper in it. Okay, probably. And so you get this foundation, and his foundation was apple, orange, banana, lemon, and ginger. It was sweet. It had a tangy little lemony flavor. He loved it. Inside of that taste, it was so powerful and strong for him, he could bury a zucchini, a sweet potato. He could throw in three handfuls of greens. It still had that nice lemony flavor to it. He still enjoyed the taste, but he didn't like the color. So he threw in some frozen blueberries, made the whole thing purple. It tasted lemony. He loved it. He said, I could drink this every day.
So when, let me ask you another question. So he takes these pieces, I'm assuming, of, because you couldn't put a whole apple, a whole banana, a whole orange, and make it into one little smoothie. I think it would make batches of smoothies with that amount of fruit. Because you're, and you put it in like a Vitamixer or something like that.
Right.
Okay.
So he used a BlendTec blender. And you know, I'm just going to make a shameless pitch. Get a decent blender. There's two on the market. There's Vitamix and there's BlendTec. Pick one, yeah. Get it, put it on the counter, use it daily.
Yeah.
Okay. So yes, his particular batch filled up his entire blender jar. And he said that made him 2 quarts. He drank one and took the other one with him.
So he drank 2 quarts every morning.
He drank 2 quarts a day sometime.
Wow.
Okay. He fit that into his schedule. It fit that into his tummy and he loved it. He said, I like this flavor. I want it. It tastes good. It's sweet. It's creamy. It's filling. He goes, I can drink one of these things and I'm not hungry and I can just have it. So he had a blender full of just raw fruits, veggies, greens, water. That's it. Nothing processed, nothing added, just the food.
Now, let me ask you a question. What about some protein? You know, they have some plain protein powder to add so that I know, especially for women, like we should have really protein with every meal because of bone and all of those kinds of things. So do you recommend, you know, throwing in that not processed, not with flavoring, just kind of that, and there's several of them on the vegan and all that other stuff. Do you recommend adding that?
You know what? Everyone is different. Here's what I do and what I don't do. I never tell people what to eat, ever. I give them mechanisms by which they can choose to eat what they've been knowing they should all along. And the smoothie itself and the process by which you put it together is an incredible tool. I personally do not add any processed food into I don't introduce anything processed into my diet. My body does not contain that. I get plenty of protein. Remember what protein actually is. Protein is strings of amino acids. Okay. Now these amino acids come from our raw fruits and vegetables. One of the worst things you can do is take a beautiful steak, put it on the grill, char grill, and make it smell good and taste good, and it's great for a party and all of that. But the amino acids in the meat have now been cooked. So it's congealed, and your body doesn't get to use that. Picture this. Picture your daughter's getting married. You're charged with making her a wedding dress. How do you want to do the wedding dress? Do you want to go to the fabric store and get some nice brand new unroll the fabric? Or do you want to go to every used clothing store in town, buy everything white you can find and cut pieces out of it and then stitch it together? Hey, if that's what you can do, it will be a beautiful wedding. Okay. But wouldn't it be nice to just start out with clean, brand new fabric?
Sure.
This is the story with protein. If you're going to eat protein, if your focus is on an individual nutrient, which it shouldn't be, it should always be the whole nutritional compound, right? But if you're looking for protein, you want the cleanest, freshest, most alive, real protein you can get. You don't want the congealed kind. You don't want the powdered kind. You don't want the kind that someone has manufactured for you. You want the kind that comes straight from nature.
Yeah.
So personally, I don't add any processed food into my body. I don't introduce that. Okay. And it's been such a change. It's been so helpful.
Yeah.
You know what it does? It alleviates the idea. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to go, oh, am I getting enough protein? Your raw foods have enough. Okay.
It's fascinating, you know, and it's funny because people listen and goes, yeah, I know that. And knowing it and doing it are two drastically different things, right? We all know that. So, so here's the thing. If just eating that consistent diet of those raw fruits and vegetables can make such an impact, like this gentleman, Michael, didn't have to have the prostate cancer, right? You eliminated the rheumatoid arthritis. You did not need any medication for that. How can my listeners experience this kind of success and actually mastering the seven essential food eating habits and not merely just discovering them, but see the application of them? Now, last show, we went through all seven. We don't have the time today to go through all seven again. So first of all, I highly recommend you buy the book, which is, let me just give the topic again. It's The Faithful Palate Diet. And then there's the subheading, right? And Jeannie uses the author. That's who we're talking to. But so this gentleman, Michael, implemented the one. Is that a good one to start with? Because it's yummy, right? It tastes yummy.
And it's easy and it's fast.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's one of the nicest things. So when you start anything, if you were going to teach a child math, you wouldn't start with calculus. Okay. You start with building blocks and you have them separate the colors, right? That's how you do math readiness. So this is the same thing. When you start a new habit that's helpful, what you're looking to accomplish is, what's something I can do quick and easy? Okay. If you put here's what you do to prepare for it. You put a blender that works. Okay, a good quality blender, not a $35 blender from the discount store. You get a good quality blender. There's Blendtec and there's Vitamix. They're excellent. Pick one, put it on the counter, leave it there. It belongs there. Don't put it in a cupboard because then you have to pull it out, and we won't. The odds of pulling it out and setting it up reduce the odds that we'll do this consistently.
Absolutely.
So what you do is you put the blender on the counter and you leave it there. Now, put a cutting board and your chef's knife, whatever your favorite knife is, put it on the counter. Leave it there. Well, I have children. I don't want my knife left out on the counter. Fine. Work around that detail. It's important that we don't make our children unhealthy, of course. But put your systems together
easy
now.
Yeah, make it easy.
Create that environment so that when you walk into your kitchen, it's triggered. And you look at you'll go, oh, time to make my smoothie. I got it. Now you go in there and you throw together something that tastes good, that's quick and easy. A blender will blend up your meal in 40 seconds.
Question. Do you cut the seeds and all of that out of the apple, for instance?
Heavens no.
Just leave
Heavens
it all in.
No.
Okay.
Yes. You do. I don't care how nice your blender is. Cut the apple a couple of times. Just chop,
absolutely.
Make it smaller pieces, throw it in.
Yeah.
Put the water in first. Throw in a banana. Peel the banana. Throw in an apple. Just cut it in parts, but don't take out the seeds and the core. Just put the whole thing in. Then put in an orange. Peel the orange. Put in about a half a lemon. Peel that lemon. Okay. Throw in about a half a lemon. And then throw in a little piece of ginger if you like that flavor. I love it because it relieves pain. Okay, it's an analgesic. Ginger is amazing. And if you can get ginger all the time.
Like a root, get the ginger root and take a piece of it?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, definitely ginger root. Cut a little piece off. You don't have to peel it or do any of that hard work. Just cut a piece off and throw it in. Okay? Don't pull out seeds from all these things. Just peel your citrus, but that's it. And then throw in what you want to hide. Now, and for a person just getting started, spinach is easy to hide.
Yeah.
Throw in a couple of handfuls of spinach and blend. If you don't like that color, if you don't want your smoothie to look green, if that scares you initially, throw in a dark colored frozen something. And we like blueberries. Blueberries or blackberries are kind of seedy, but give it some blueberries, throw it on the top. It'll give you that chill factor. It'll change the color to a bright purple that's pretty, and it tastes so good. It's so good.
And so you make the 2 quarts. So at the first sitting, do you drink half of the smoothie? Is that what you recommend? Because that's a lot of food. You know, then you start feeling like kind of bloated.
Nobody wants to feel bad starting a new habit. You want to have a good experience to get started. And that will continue, that will push you forward. So what we do, I'll tell you what I do now, and then I'll tell you how I started. Okay. What I do now is I go and I'll make my smoothie. I'll drink half of it now. I'll go jump in the shower. I'll finish my shower, come back, and finish the other smoothie. I can do that. That's 2 quarts in about an hour.
That's good.
That's a lot. I did not start out there. I started out, it took me a year and a half to finally fine-tune that particular recipe. It took me a while to get my smoothie recipe rock solid. I got that. And I used to put it in little pint-sized jars, and it would take me, it took me a couple of hours just to drink 2 cups. Not because it didn't taste good, but because I wasn't accustomed to the volume.
Filling, yeah.
Yeah. But eventually, I got to the point where, hey, I can put this down. And then I wanted more and wanted more. And I would have smoothies all day long.
Now, another question, Jeannie. In the book, so this is one recipe that you just gave, but in the book, and by the way, guys, I just want to comment, the book is beautiful. It's actually a masterpiece. It's color throughout. It's almost, it's square, but when you go through it, it has color, it has images. Jeannie took all the pictures in it. So it's really a nice user manual almost, and the recipes are within there as well. Thank you for showing that. I apologize for not having it. I should have done that. Now, next question. So if a person's listening and they say, okay, I get the idea of the smoothie. Okay, cool. I could do that. What would you say to a person who is thinking to themselves, you know, I don't have any of these issues these ladies are talking about right now. Thank God. What if, though, as I age, things start to break down? Because as we age, right, arthritis kicks in and all these other things. What would you say to that person right now who knows all too well that their diet and other self-care habits are, they know that it's not really creating that long-term health? One thing would you tell them to take away from this podcast that will put them, like, quick, easy peasy, right on the right track?
Okay. All right. If you're, say you're driving and you're listening to this and not having an opportunity to view it, but you're listening to this on your way to wherever you're headed, like if it's home or something, one of the things that you can do immediately, I mean, like within the next 10 minutes, you can do this. Go to your favorite juice bar and look at the menu carefully, study it before you go up and place your order. Walk in and then hang back a little bit. Look at the menu and find something that's completely raw, okay? Completely raw. So at most juice bars, you can usually get a combination of just cold pressed right now juices. These are not things they had shipped in that are homogenized and pasteurized and bottled and all of that. It's like, make the juice now. Your juice bar can make you some great combinations. Don't let them throw in ice, okay, because that just dilutes it. You want the whole enzyme thing going on here. And you can get like orange and carrot mixed, okay? Orange juice and carrot juice mixed. You can only taste the orange. It is a brilliant, brilliant flavor combination. The citrus in the orange masks all the carrot flavor. It's a bright color. It looks beautiful, but it just tastes delicious. And if you can find that juice bar in your neighborhood, if you have one, okay, get a single juice every day, large, one. You don't have to eliminate everything. Nothing's black and white here, but just add that to your repertoire. If you can get in the juice.
Here's my other question. Like you said, don't let them add the ice. But I could tell you, if I drink something that's warm like that, that would gross me out.
So it won't be warm. Ice isn't the only thing that makes things cold. These fruits are going to be chilled. And when it goes through the juicer, it makes it colder.
Okay. Okay. So the water, you should put cold water in, because you said water. So not ice, water?
No, just juice, nothing else.
Oh,
no ice, no water, no nothing, just juice.
Okay, I think I'm confused. We're talking about the juice, not the smoothie anymore. Okay,
right.
I'm with you.
Right.
The juice is just, they put it through the juicer the juice comes out. That's why it's cold, because they're using cold. Okay, I'm with you. The smoothie, you said add water. Can you add ice to the smoothie to make it nice and chilled?
Yes, and okay. I try to find recipes, and you can look in my book and see there's a variety of recipes. But I try to find recipes where some of the food has been frozen. Okay. So if you can throw in a frozen banana, or you can, whatever it is that you're eating,
that's a good idea.
If part of that food is frozen, then you don't dilute the enzymes.
Gotcha.
And the object is to get the food in. Not the ice, not the food in. That's
Got
what
it.
we're trying to get past this palate of ours. We want to eat the food. So finding ways to eat things that we don't normally like to eat. So I hated mushrooms and olives and peppers and onions and all these things. I hated all of that. You have to find ways to get that nutrition. Because it doesn't matter what's going on with our soils today. Our soils are being reduced. We know that. Food is still our highest and best source of nutrients.
Do you recommend always buying organic versus or from your local growers, even if they're not deemed organic? Because I know that's very expensive for the local growers to get certified organic and all of that. So sometimes buying from your local, farmers, it is organic. They're not using pesticides. What do you recommend with that?
Okay. I don't believe in food by politics. I really don't. So here's what I believe. You want to get the best quality food you can. And if you're shopping in a grocery store where you can't talk to the farmer, you're just going at the store and here it is, pick it or not, then choose an organic thing because you can make that choice. That is something you can choose. Remember what environment really is. The environment of the inside of your body is affected more largely by what you eat than anything else in the world.
Yeah.
Your skin filters out a lot. Everything else, your body is designed to protect itself, to keep homeostasis, right? So if you can choose something that eliminates some kind of pesticide, by all means, make that choice. Now, if you're at a farmer's market and they haven't gotten the organic sticker, that they haven't paid the $10,000 or $20,000 yet it takes to get that, then talk to that farmer and say, hey, where are you in this process? And ask them baiting questions. Say, well, what kind of supplements do you add to the soil? See what they say. Here's what you want to hear. You want to hear, we only add natural fertilizers. What's a natural fertilizer? From the chickens and the cows, we use our own. We everything is natural. We don't use any chemical applications. That's what you want to hear. Then buy that, even if they haven't paid the $20,000 to go through the FDA's organic sticker farm.
It's expensive. Okay? It is. So I totally understand that. And another question. Now, you said that in the previous show that you're willing to talk 45 minutes for free to my listeners, whether they book an online appointment or just shoot you a text or call or whatever it is. Could you sweeten the pot for those who might be feeling maybe a little shy, but think, I'm a little curious here. Do you have anything for my listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. I believe in this. I would do what I'm doing with Faithful Palette, whether I was paid to or not. Look, when you have cured rheumatoid arthritis in your body, it's an autoimmune disorder. You believe in this. I believe in this. So here's what I will do. If somebody calls me and reaches out and says, Jeannie, I'm a little bit epicurious here. I want to learn more about this. I want to be healthy. I want to age in a healthful way. I don't think I have to develop diseases as I age. I believe what you're saying. I want to give raw fruits and vegetables a shot. I will throw in a book for just the cost of shipping. Now, the book is $35 on Amazon, but why pay $35 when you can give me a call? Let's have a chat about your situation. We'll talk. Sure. I'll talk to you for 45 minutes for free, and I'll even ship you a book if you'll pay the shipping. If you'll pay the $10 for shipping, I will throw in the $35 book, and I will visit with you for 45 minutes, and we'll chat about your situation.
And that's awesome, and I think that's the best thing. So here's the deal, guys, everybody listening. The smoothie in the morning, easy peasy. And as you were talking, I'm thinking, wow, that's a lot of fruit. But you could go to Costco, and now Costco has a lot of organic offerings also.
They do.
So you can buy, strawberries, blueberries. You could take them home and freeze them. So that because there's no way you can, especially if there's two people in the house, to eat that amount of fruit, it might start to get like a little icky. So you can freeze like the bananas, you could freeze the blueberries, you could freeze the strawberries. Also, Costco, I know, has the big bags of the frozen berries, and it's all organic. So Costco's a great option too, because the cost of fruits and vegetables can be super expensive. So, Costco or BJ's or Sam's, whoever you shop at, that's another place to get that good quality produce, in I'm saying bulk, but you know what I'm saying? It's not going to be cases and cases, but enough for you to be able to go through it fairly quickly, and you can freeze some of it as well. So tip. If you're thinking, where should I start? The smoothie's the way to go. I would take Jeannie up on her offer to do the 45-minute quick conversation and then pay the $10 to get the book. She held it up. It's just a lovely book, but it has a bazillion recipes that you'll be able to find something that you like. Thank you so much for offering that to my listeners. I really do appreciate it, and I do appreciate you. The other thing, you make it real easy when you describe it. You make it sound fun and easy. And so I know people are like, oh, I don't want to do that in the morning. But, you know, your tips about get your, and I have a Vitamixer, by the way. So I have the Vitamixer out. I have a cutting board on my counter. All of those things makes it really easy for you to create this simple new routine and experiment, you know. But I would meet with Jeannie because she might say to you, you know, not start with the smoothie, start with something else based on your own personal habit. So get that little customized piece of information. You could cover an awful lot in 45 minutes. In 30 minutes, we've covered a lot on the show. So check it out. And again, pay the 10 bucks, get the freaking book, guys. It's awesome. And honestly, it's a beautiful, it'd be pretty on your coffee table or in your kitchen. You can leave it in your kitchen as well. Jeannie, thank you so much for being on and for sharing your expertise and sharing your book and your gift to my guests. I appreciate it. So let me give you Jeannie's info. Email her at Jeannie, and Jeannie is JEANNIE at faithfulpalette.com. Go to her website, which is faithfulpalette.com. She has a whole bunch of information on the website as well. So get your book, Faithful Palette. Email Jeannie if you have any questions, Jeannie@faithfulpalette.com. I promise I will put both of those links in the show notes so you guys can find Jeannie easy peasy, okay? Also, please check out my website, WhitmanAssoc.com. It's WHITMAN and then ASSOC.com, all lowercase, all no periods in between. So WhitmanAssoc.com. Resource page, I have a bunch of free downloadables. The podcast is housed there. I have a masterclass, my book, my number one international best-selling book, ESP, Easy Sales Process.
Congratulations.
Yes, thank you so much. You guys could get that there. And if you have any questions for me, there's a contact page in there. I get the email directly. I don't have a VA who answers my emails. I personally answer them. So go to WhitmanAssoc.com, browse, get free resources, sign up, ask me any questions. Again, you can subscribe to the podcast, all of that good stuff in one place at WhitmanAssoc.com. And again, like I said before, if you're loving the show and there's a topic you'd love me to cover, or you think, you know, Con's never done whatever that is, send me an email, or you can comment directly in the show notes or at the bottom of the subscribe page on YouTube, and I will personally respond to you with whatever the topic is, and I will try to find someone. If you have a burning desire to learn something, I will find the person to help us do that. Love me, subscribe, rate me, review me, and send me some love, guys. I really appreciate it. Jeannie, thank you again for being on for the second time. I really do hope you guys go back and listen to that other show, because Jeannie went through all of the seven habits in very good detail. Easier than that is just reach out to Jeannie, get the book for the 10 bucks, and you know, start paving the way to just a healthier life. And that's what we all want, you know, age gracefully and all of that good stuff. So Jeannie, thank you for being on. Truly a pleasure always to hang out with you.
Thank you, Connie. It was truly a pleasure. Yeah. I appreciate you so much.
Back at you, kiddo. I hope you guys will join me weekly as we question, build, and discover together that no matter what change you're going through, we've got your back. I hope my guests, myself, as you listen and the tips that we provide, that you can implement them immediately like Jeannie did today. I hope you guys take advantage of the information and apply it to your life so you can navigate change with ease and grace in your life. You've been listening to Enlightenment of Change with me, your host, Connie Whitman, on webtalkradio.net. Thank you all for joining us. And I wish you all a wonderful week where you open your mind to truly what is possible. It's up to you. One little step is all I'm asking you to do. Thanks, everybody.